we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Diana Day as Susan, and Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe in...
I Shot an Arrow in the Air.
Hello, Jimmy. Hey, what's the idea of peeping through that keyhole?
I'm watching our Susan and Billy Parker washing up. Hey, you ought to see him. He's wearing his old school blazer and my mum's best pinny. She's washing and he's wiping. Every time she passes a plate, he kisses her hand. He's got soap suds all round his snitch.
Jimmy, will you come away from that keyhole?
Not likely. You find your own keyhole.
I don't want to see what they're doing.
Ooh, Billy's in trouble now. He spilt water all down her dress. Fancy squeezing her hand while she's holding the dishcloth.
Come away from there. You've got to stop prying into other people's affairs.
What about you? When that postcard came for the woman next door, you read it.
Well, I thought it was for me.
Get away. Who call you my own darling dream girl?
Oh, Jimmy, don't be ridiculous.
Hey, Grandad, it's not Sunday till tomorrow.
What about it?
Well, you're all dressed up like a dog's dinner.
Well, I just put on my best suit, that's all.
Are you going to a funeral?
Just put it on for the Women's Guild meeting.
Have you joined the Women's Guild?
Don't be daft, Jimmy. There's only one man in the Women's Guild, Theodore Craythorpe, the secretary.
Well, why are you going?
Look, they're having a concert next Saturday, and they want to see me about it.
Oh, I bet they want to find out what jokes you're telling. Because the vicar will be going, you know. Hey, you can't tell that one about the parson's parrot.
Couldn't I? It was the vicar that told it to me.
I think your dad's going out, Grandad. There's sport on the telly all afternoon.
I'm not going out.
I knew that'd change your mind. Take your suit off and that stiff collar. He's choking you.
It's not choking me.
No? You nod your head, it'll cut your ears off.
Look, I'm not going out because we're having the meeting here. Mrs. Eccles and Mrs. Billington are coming round at 3 o'clock.
Oh, what? The old hens are coming here. Why can't they go and cackle somewhere else?
Oh, there you are, Father. Here's a clean handkerchief for your top pocket.
Hey, Mum, why do they have to come round here?
Who?
Fatty Eccles and Beaky Billington.
Jimmy, I've told you before, you must not call Mrs. Eccles fatty.
Well, you say she's fat.
Never mind.
You ought to hear what the lads call her.
What's that, Jimmy?
Nelly the elephant.
Well, you've got to admit it, Fitzer.
Father, don't encourage him. Mrs. Eccles can't help being a bit overweight.
A bit overweight? Last week, she went on one of those talking weighing machines, and all it said was, "Help!"
Oh, that's very funny, Jimmy.
That's enough, that, Father. And from you too, Jimmy.
Well, she is a sized bat. No wonder the way she eats.
Yeah. What about Beaky Billington? She eats just as much. She's like that pelican.
What pelican?
The one in the rhyme Grandad taught me.
Jimmy.
What rhyme?
What a wonderful bird is the pelican. Its beak can hold more than its belly can.
Oh, Jimmy, you blabbermouth.
Father, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, he taught me another one as well. Hey, this is good, and I'll do this for...
Never mind.
But now you've had your fun, just remember, behave yourselves when they get here.
Oh, I won't say anything, Mum.
No. You just stare at them.
Well, I won't stare. Not even at Beaky Billington's conk. But, Grandad, don't tell Fatty Eccles any of your jokes.
Why not?
Every time she laughs, she wobbles.
Oh, you're a terrible boy.
Shall I put some coal in the front room fire, Pat?
No, not in your best suit, Father. Jimmy, you get it.
Oh, all right. Nelly the elephant packed a trunk and said goodbye to the circus.
Oh, what do you want?
Oh, hello, Jimmy. I was just wiping the dishes for Susan.
Well, when you finish them, start on your face.
On my face?
If that's not lipstick on your face, you're bleeding to death.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Say, look at Billy. He's blushing.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You look like a tomato with legs.
Go back in that room.
I can't. I've got to go out for some coal.
Well, go to Newcastle for it and forget to come back.
The room's cold in there. It's all right for you two. You've got your love to keep you warm.
Get out.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul. Merry old soul was he. He loaded his gun with a hot cross bun and shot his fiddlers three. Woo!
Hello there, James. You sound happy.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe. Come for the meeting?
Yes. Oh, I might as well come in the back way with you. Getting some coal in, eh?
No, I'm building a black snowman.
Oh, well, I asked for that. Well, I'm glad I caught you, James. I have a little present here for you.
What is it?
It's something Robin Hood always had with him.
May Marion.
No, look. It's a bow and arrow.
Oh, Mr. Craythorpe, what I've always wanted. Oh, thanks.
Well, it's not a new one, James. I had it when I was a boy.
Oh, yes, you've got your name scratched on the bow and on the arrow. T. Craythorpe.
Oh, yes. We all did that in our gang.
Were you in a gang?
Oh, yes. Well, just a small one.
How many were in it?
Just my two sisters and I. Oh, we had some wonderful times. Till my cousin came along and started bullying the three of us. You see, we were only 12.
How old was your cousin?
She was 13.
She?
Yes, Emily. Oh, a big rough girl she was. Anyway, I hope you have as much fun with the bow and arrow as I did.
Oh, there's just one thing, Mr. Craythorpe.
Yes?
I want to keep it a secret.
Why?
Well, I want to learn to shoot properly and then surprise me mum.
Oh, well, I won't mention it.
Promise?
Of course. A scout's honour, if you like.
We'll do the Black Hand Gang promise. Say this after me.
Oh, very well.
Finger wet, finger dry, kick me shins if I should lie.
Oh, James.
Oh, go on.
Oh, all right, then. Finger wet, finger dry, kick my shins if I should lie.
That's it. I'll hide the bow and arrow in the coal shed.
Shall I carry the shovel of coal for you?
Yes, please. Come on. Through the kitchen.
Oh, Susan, what a lovely thing to say.
I beg your pardon, Susan and Billy. James, you didn't warn me.
Well, I didn't think they'd still be at it.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Craythorpe. We've been washing up.
Yeah, she always washes up sitting on his knee.
Jimmy, will you behave yourself?
Me? You're the one who's making everybody blush.
Don't tell lies.
Hey, look at Billy's neck, Mr. Craythorpe.
Well, I think I'd better go.
Oh, Mr. Craythorpe, you're blushing as well.
James, you're making us all embarrassed.
Have you come to the meeting, Mr. Craythorpe?
Yes, the Women's Guild.
Yes, they're having it in the front room. So you two have had the settee. Fatty Eccles will want that all for herself.
Oh, get out.
Yes, come on, James. This shovel's getting rather heavy.
Oh, hello, Theodore.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, if it isn't the coal man. Dig that shovel off you.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Not at all. We don't want you to sprain your hockey wrist.
Oh, that'll be the ladies, Father. Show them in the front room, into the lounge.
Right, old Pat.
Ooh, it's the lounge now. Ooh, we are posh.
Now listen, they're here. Save the jokes till they've gone.
Come in, ladies.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Sinclair.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, hello, Mrs. Eccles. Come this way, ladies. Into the front room, the lounge.
Just Grandad.
We didn't think we'd make it for three with all the crowds on the buses, did we, Lavinia?
No, we didn't, Mrs. Billington. I thought we'd had it.
There they go, me and my shadow.
Well, I wouldn't call Mrs. Eccles a shadow.
Ma'am. Save the jokes till they've gone, if you don't mind.
All right, Jimmy. Theodore, you better go in and give Father some moral support.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy, you help me carry the tea things in. Come on, into the kitchen.
All right, but not first, because Billy might be having another jam butty.
Don't be so silly. Come on along with me. Come on, Jimmy.
Go on, Mr. Craythorpe. Say hello to the pelican. And if Nelly the elephant starts trumpeting, tell her I'll bring her a bun.
Oh, righto, James.
Oh, yes, Mr. Sinclair. And she made that dress herself, didn't you, Lavinia?
Yes, I did, Mrs. Bellington. And all it cost me was £3.10 for the material. At five bob a yard.
Hello, ladies. Ah, well, only 7 days to the big night, and we've got a lot to do.
Yes, and you've got to play the piano for everybody.
Don't worry, I've been practicing my five-finger exercises all week.
Oh, you've been knitting again.
Is that one of your jokes for the concert?
No, but my first joke's about a pianist.
Oh, do tell us.
Oh, yes, try it out on the dog. No, I mean...
Well, really, I tell it about myself. Being a pianist in an orchestra. And you see, the place was flooded. And one fellow floated out through the window on his cello, and I...
You accompanied him on the piano. Oh, very funny. Yes, I remember. The vicar told that one at the hot pot supper.
Oh, talking about the vicar, he seems very pleased with the rehearsals, because only yesterday when he heard the ladies' choir, he said,
"Loosen your belts, grub up."
Jimmy, that's not the way to talk. Oh, you must excuse him. He's always joking.
So I've noticed. He's quite a little wag.
Yeah. Well, that looks nice, Jimmy. Hand the sandwiches round to the ladies.
Right, Grandad. Which one do you want, Mrs. Billington? Salmon, shrimp or egg?
Oh, well, I don't quite know.
Well, I'll come back when you've made your mind up.
You'll be singing again, of course, won't you, Mrs. Billington?
Oh, yes. I refused at first. But the committee insisted, didn't they, Lavinia?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Billington.
Of course, I didn't like leaving my husband every night to go to rehearsals. But he couldn't have been nicer about it, could he, Lavinia?
Oh, no, Mrs. Billington. He was very happy to see you go.
Hey, do you want salmon, shrimp or egg?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'll have one of these. Is anything wrong?
Ah, I don't know. You're eating it.
But you're staring at me. Is there a crumb on my face?
No, just your conk. Nose. I mean, on your nose. I thought it...
James, I think the other lady would like a sandwich.
Oh, sorry. Here you are, Mrs. Nelly. Mrs. Eccles, dig in.
Jimmy, that's no way to offer the sandwiches.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Clitheroe. I'm on a diet. I'm not eating sandwiches now.
Well, take one for after. Put it in your trunk. Bye.
What songs are you singing, Mrs. Billington?
Yes, do tell us.
Yes, we're very interested.
Well, the song that definitely suits me is If I Were a Blackbird. What's the joke, young man?
Oh, nothing. Mr. Craythorpe's ears were twitching.
I didn't notice anything.
Oh, yes, they often twitch in the winter.
Why don't you sing Tom Dooley?
Tom Dooley?
Oh, yes, I've heard that on the wireless. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. A poor boy, you're going to die.
A little mournful, isn't it?
Well, she could rock it.
Jimmy, you just hang around the sandwiches and mind your own business.
Right. Sandwich, Grandad?
Oh, I think I'll have a salmon.
You'll have an egg. Mam says the salmon's for them.
Yes. I'll have an egg.
Theodore, yes. There is a song I rather like. I think it's the laughing song from De Fledermaus.
Oh, I know that one.
Have a sandwich, Mr. Craythorpe.
Most amusing.
Sandwich, Mr. Craythorpe.
So exciting.
Salmon, shrimp or egg.
The most delightful.
Mr. Craythorpe.
Most amusing.
All right. Have an egg one.
Disgraceful. Oh. Stuffing a sandwich in Mr. Craythorpe's mouth.
It's only a joke.
Jimmy, get out. Go on.
Well, somebody's got to eat the egg ones up.
Not another word now. Out you go.
Oh. Disgraceful. I'll take me bow and arrow to the concert. I'll give her if I were a blackbird. I'll go in the living room on me own.
Oh, Susan.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, heck. Here we go again.
Can't you leave us alone for 5 minutes?
Well, you were in the kitchen before. Now you're in the living room, wandering around the house, waiting for it to go dark.
Doesn't matter, Susan. We're going out in a minute, Jimmy.
That's a good idea. I'll go out as well.
Oh, you're not coming with us.
Why, where are you going? In the coal shed?
We're just going for a ride on my motorbike.
Well, if she's going on the pillion, find a bumpy road.
Oh, get lost. Come on, Billy, let him talk to himself.
I don't have to. I'm going to talk to my friend Oswald on the phone.
I bet that will be a brilliant conversation.
Bye-bye, Jimmy.
Bye-bye, Billy. Tell our Susan I hope she has a nice trip over the front doorstep. Hello, Mrs. Higginbottom. Is my friend Ozzy in? It's Jimmy Clitheroe. Thank you, Mrs. Higginbottom. Ozzy, where art thou? Hello. Listen, lardhead. Are you coming out to play bows and arrows? I know I haven't. I've got me own now. We'll have a game of William Tell. You bring an apple. All right, then, I'll shoot your cap off. It's not dark for half an hour. Look, I'll be the Indian, and you be the bad white man who sells me the fire water. Bring a bottle of dandelion and burdock. See you in 5 minutes, then, outside the Dirty Dog Saloon. Outside your house.
Well, ladies, and Mr. Sinclair, we're all agreed, then, that the final item on the programme will be Mr. Thompson and his musical saw. Oh,
we agree. Yes, we agree.
Good. Now, Mrs. Clitheroe, would you tell us about the catering arrangements?
Well, I think we'll have a running buffet the same as last time. It seemed to work very well, and everybody got enough to eat, so...
Excuse me.
We haven't finished, Jimmy. Stay out.
Mr. Craythorpe's wanted on the phone.
Oh, excuse me, ladies. It must be my sister.
Come in the living room, Mr. Craythorpe.
But the phone's in the hall.
There's nobody on the phone. I want you.
What for, James?
Well, you know that bow and arrow you gave me? That Mam said I couldn't have because it was too dangerous.
Just a minute. When did she say that?
At Christmas, when I asked her for one.
But if I'd known she said that, I wouldn't have given you the bow and arrow.
I know, that's why I forgot to mention it.
In that case, James, you'd better give me the bow and arrow back again.
Oh, I wish I could. The trouble is, I've lost the arrow.
Oh, I see. You fired it and it disappeared.
Yes, it disappeared right through Beaky Billington's bedroom window.
Beaky Billington?
Quiet, she'll hear us.
Oh, was it your sister Theodore?
No, Beaky Billington. I mean, the phone. Oh,
Let Jimmy keep you talking too long. We're having some sherry. I'm just going to fetch the glasses.
Well, James, you are in trouble.
I know. What's the youngest? They take them in the Foreign Legion.
Now, look, James, as soon as Mrs. Billington goes in her bedroom, she'll find the arrow.
Yes, with your name on it.
Yes, with my name. Oh, dear. Oh, there's no hushing this up. Your mother is bound to find out in a matter of hours.
Yes, and then I won't be able to sit down for a matter of weeks.
Well, I should go and tell your mother at once. Far better that you should confess than for her to learn it from Mrs. Billington.
Yes, I suppose you're right, Mr. Craythorpe. I'll go and tell her. Hello, ma'am. Can I help you?
Only by keeping you out of the way, Jimmy.
Well, can I wash the glasses?
No, thanks. I want to keep this set.
Well, can I run any errands for you?
What is all this? Do you feel all right?
I do now, but I don't think it'll last. I've got something to tell you.
Well, come on, what is it?
Are you sure you don't want any errands running?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll mop the step for you.
It's not dirty.
Well, I'll dirty it.
Jimmy, what is it you want to tell me?
I ain't in a good mood.
Well, I won't be for long if you keep this up.
Well, what I came to tell you was...
Yes?
Well, I... How Susan's gone out on Billy's motorbike.
Well, I know that.
Well, there's no need to tell you then, is there? Hello?
Well, James, she didn't murder you, did she?
No, but she might do when I tell her about Beaky's window.
James, you mean you didn't tell her? Now, you've got to tell her sometime. How long can you hope to put it off?
Just till I'm 21.
Look, James, I'm as much to blame as you. So we'll see your mother together and make a clean breast of it. Remember, the coward dies 1,000 deaths. The brave do taste of death but once.
Get away.
Come along. We'll take our courage in both hands.
All right, but I think I'll only need one hand for my courage.
Mrs. Clitheroe, James and I have something to tell you.
Yes, but before we do, ma'am, will you put that bottle down?
What is this?
James and I have been rather silly. Haven't we, James?
Yes, Mr. Craythorpe.
In fact, we've been very stupid.
We've been as daft as Dickie Dotty.
Quite. You know, James has always wanted a bow and arrow.
Yes. And he knows I've always said he can't have one. And I still say it. So if you've come to talk me round, Theodore, you can forget it.
That's what I say. Come on, Mr. Craythorpe, let's forget it.
Now, be reasonable, Mrs. Clitheroe. Lots of boys have bows and arrows.
Well, Jimmy's not having one. They're far too dangerous. People who give children things like that should be locked up. I wouldn't blame any child of mine who had an accident with one of these things. I'd blame the senseless idiot who gave it to him in the first place.
Mr. Craythorpe, do you want to borrow a handful of courage?
Anyway, what was it you wanted to tell me?
Don't try Susan's on the motorbike. I've done that.
Well, it wasn't important. I'll talk to you after the meeting. Come along, James.
Well, Mr. Craythorpe, do you feel any better now you've made a clean breast of it?
Now then, Sarky.
A coward dies 1,000 deaths. You've still got 999 to go.
I didn't tell your mother because I've got a plan. Yes, that's it. Mrs. Billington said that her husband was away, so we'll go around and get the arrow back before she returns home. Leave a pound to cover the damage, and no one will ever know who done it. Did it. But we shall need your grandfather's assistance.
You'll never get a pound out of him.
No. He can help me to climb through the broken window.
Oh, well, I'll get him out of the meeting. Grandad, you wanted on the phone.
Who wants me?
The man from the old age pension.
What does he want?
I think he's found out you've got a newspaper round.
What are you talking about? Excuse me, ladies. Well, come on, Jimmy.
I think I'll have that last sandwich. I'm fair clemmed.
Oh, do, Lavinia.
The men seem to have deserted us.
Well, I must be going soon to give my brother-in-law his tea.
Oh, his hard case, that one, isn't he?
Trust him to come at an awkward time. He'll be sitting at home there now, smoking my husband's cigars and watching the television.
Of all the stupid ideas.
Oh, stop moaning, Grandad. We're here now.
Yes, let's get it over with.
We wouldn't have been here at all if you hadn't given them that bow and arrow, you ninny.
Please, let us not quarrel amongst ourselves.
Yes, you know what happens when thieves fall out.
Thieves? Craythorpe's a burglar, not me. I'm only looking out.
Well, we're all right now. We've cased the joint.
Cased the joint?
That's what the burglars say on the pictures.
I wish you wouldn't keep talking about burglars. My conscience is clear. I'm merely taking my arrow and leaving a pound note.
Try telling that to the judge.
We're wasting time. Mr. Sinclair, give me a leg up.
Well, I still don't feel happy about this.
Look, the place is in darkness. She's at the meeting, and you heard her say her husband's away. So how can there possibly be anyone in the house?
Here on your screen now, we have another Rembrandt. Look at the expression on that face.
Cool, blimey. What a program.
And the beautiful curve of the cloak.
Oh, belt up, will you?
Unfortunately, you can't see the richness of the reds and the purples. What a pity this isn't colour television.
Yeah, I've seen enough. Oh, blimey. Am I cheesed off? Sitting here, on me Todd. Aye, aye. I'm not on me Todd. There's somebody upstairs. Must be a burglar.
James, you really shouldn't have come up here. This is my job.
You'll be here all night. And Mrs. Billington will be back soon.
Oh, there's two of them, eh?
Well, you start looking at the window. I'll start at the door here, and we'll cover the whole floor.
You certainly will, mate. Take that. Get my eyes on me, you brute. Go on.
Stop. Oh, stop. I surrender.
All right, then. Here. What are you doing up here? With a kid and all? You Fagin?
He's not Fagin. He's Craythorpe. Are you all right, Mr. Craythorpe?
I think I'm dying.
Jimmy, what's happening up there? Has Robin Hood got the arrow yet?
No, but he's getting a bashing from the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Well, I hope that taught you a lesson, Jimmy.
Oh, it has, Mum.
If you told me the truth in the first place, it would have saved you all that trouble.
It would have saved Mr. Craythorpe a bit of trouble as well.
Or fancy breaking into a house to find an arrow.
I wouldn't care, but it was Mrs. Billington who found it.
So she found it in the end.
That's just where she got it. When she sat down, in the end.
You've been listening to Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Diana Day, Harry Tau, Peter Goodright, Rosalie Williams, and Betty Albert. The theme music was written by Alan Roper and played by the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, conducted by Alan Ainsworth, with Jimmy Leach at the electronic organ. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe and produced here in the north of England by James Casey.